I tell you, it's much drier sitting here this morning. Good to be back. Tuesday, April the 9th. Here's what we're working on for you this morning. Speed cameras, they're being vandalized across Niagara region.
Paper bags could soon return to the LCBO after a request from Premier Doug Ford.
And the wait is over. Billie Eilish has announced a new album. Hey, friends.
Welcome back officially.
Yeah.
It's warmer in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a fun day yesterday. Listen, I love being on location. That was a lot of fun. Emily had a great time in Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. And hello to everybody who was down in Niagara Falls and said hello and watched the show. It was a good time. But yeah, this feels more normal. And so it's good to be back. How are we doing? How was the eclipse for everybody?
It was awesome in Hamilton.
Yeah.
The cloud cover and then the skies cleared for a little bit. It was very pretty.
For you, Brian, too?
I was pulling in all kinds of favors for that yesterday.
Come on, please. We want to see some clearing.
Yeah,
and it happened. It really did. It was great.
Yeah, it was tougher in our area. We didn't really see it, which is a bit of a bummer for the kids.
Yeah.
Because they saw a little bit of sun and got excited and then the kind of clouds came over, but traffic for those coming back from Niagara was a real tricky one last night. Goodness.
Oh. Yeah, lots of people trying to come back from the it wasn't bad yesterday morning.
Nothing at all.
But yesterday afternoon, quite the change as everybody was coming back from enjoying all the eclipse and the fun with that. Let's talk about today and what we're expecting for today. Are you ready for warmer temperatures?
Yeah,
I heard over there. We're going to double our temperature today than we had yesterday. Yesterday we got to 11. Today we're anticipating 22 degrees. We'll have sun to start the day and then showers, possible thunderstorms, but that will be later on this afternoon, continuing into the evening. But yeah, a 22 degree high for the day today, and then we'll get back into some sunshine and still staying mild tomorrow. So looks pretty good. Temperature right now, by the way, is 4 degrees, so we're above seasonal. Checking traffic, 403 Waterdown Road, nothing to see there. Rolling nicely to our MTO traffic cameras. We'll just show you a few. How's Niagara doing? Nothing at the 406. That looks good. Top of the Skyway looks good there. East of 4th all the way through Burlington, Oakville. No problems this morning so far. We'll keep you posted, though. Weather and traffic coming up right now. The news.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Brian. Let's head to the Niagara region and stay on the roads because they're saying there, the Niagara region, that is, that they are aware of 3 automated speed cameras that were vandalized over the weekend. This is in Lincoln and West Lincoln community safety zones. The cameras, they were located near 20 Valley Public School in Vineland and West Lincoln near John Calvin School and Smithfield District Christian High School. So it's unclear exactly what time this happened at over the weekend, but the region says the camera vendor is responsible for managing damage and related cost for this. They have been notified, and they were out yesterday removing this broken equipment. The automated speed cameras have been in place since late last year, have been rotating through Niagara's 13 communities safety zones. Niagara Region says there's no confirmed timeline for repairs, but the poles are expected to be replaced. Simone Gavros is on her way to the Niagara Region. That will be her story this morning.
2 people have been taken to hospital after a fire in downtown Hamilton. It broke out early yesterday in the building that used to be home to Rebels Rock Irish Pub on King Street near Wentworth. That pub has been closed for months, and the property is set to become a condo development. One person was rescued from the second floor of the building. The Ontario Fire Marshal's office is helping the investigation because of injuries.
Back to Niagara because the regional police there, they're investigating a hit and run that took place in the town of Chippewa. This happened around 7:15 in the morning yesterday. Uniform officers, they were called to the area of Sodom Road and Weaver Road, where they found a male deceased on the west side of Sodom Road. Police are asking anyone in the area who may have video or dash cam footage between April 4th and 7 a.m. yesterday to review it and contact them if they see anything suspicious.
City of Hamilton still working to recover municipal services after they were taken offline by a cyber attack at the end of February. During an open for business committee meeting yesterday, city staff gave an update on how the planning, building, and growth management divisions are coping with the attack. Development applications and building permits are still being moved forward, but in most cases, that work has to be done on paper and then submitted in person at City Hall. Occupancy limits, zoning verification, and property reports aren't being processed at all, but the building division says they'll issue permit hard copies on a case-by-case basis. When asked by one councillor when services would be fully restored, staff says it's still too early to tell.
Okay, let's recap what happened yesterday. When you're around yesterday, then you know what happened. Yeah, the total solar eclipse. It was actually pretty clear in Hamilton. Lots of excitement at one of the big watch parties in the city at McMaster University's Ron Joy Stadium. Yeah, thousands of people cheered in the stands and on the field as total darkness arrived for about a minute and a half. There were fears that some thick clouds were going to take a lot of the fun out of the event, but just before the critical time, the sun came out.
You could tell kind of people were a little low energy while it was still cloudy, and as soon as the sun came out, everyone was super excited. The like crowd cheering so loud, it was great.
Yeah, some people were also surprised at how much the temperature dropped. I noticed this too when the sun was blocked.
It was a smaller crowd than expected at a viewing party at Hamilton's Tim Hortons Field, but the eclipse did not disappoint.
It was the most amazing experience ever, and just the dawn of new things.
Oh, it was just incredible. The feeling, like just the overwhelming feeling, the goosebumps, I got goosebumps, not because it's cold, but just because it was just incredible.
It was a little bit cloudy in the afternoon, but then the sun slowly started to eventually break through. Now in Niagara, police there were preparing for the potential of major traffic jams leading up to the eclipse, but police say the crowds weren't as bad as they expected.
There's a lot of different agencies kind of coming together to have that conversation. The Niagara Parks Police, it's where a large portion of the crowd was. That's kind of their realm in terms of judging numbers. And then we're also trying to collect numbers from the various municipalities within the Niagara region. We saw crowds in, you know, Port Colborne, Fort Erie. We saw crowds in St. Catharines. So all those numbers are being collected, and we're hoping someone from the Niagara Parks Police or the Niagara region will be able to release those as soon as possible.
All right, let's get to that other big event that took place yesterday, because the Blue Jays finally returned home to the fully renovated Rogers Centre after the first 10 games on the road. They only won four of them, but got some good home cooking and back into the win column.
And Schneider pokes it to center, and that's down for a base hit. Guerrero in to score, and Bichette behind him.
Yeah, that was the big knock from Davis Schneider, who received one of the loudest ovations during player intros, and why not? He has been solid in the limited at-bats he received so far this season, coming through in the clutch, like bringing home a couple runs in the third to put the Jays up 3-0 over the Seattle Mariners. Vladdy Jr. had a couple of hits, bringing home the fourth run right here. And Jose Berríos, he was solid on the mound, pitching 6 2/3, not allowing a run as the Jays would win their third straight home opener, 5-2 the final. Game two of this series, it goes tonight with Chris Bassitt on the bump.
With Lars Eller taking the draw for Pittsburgh, it's fired back to Matthews. Scores! 65! He's back doping!
Yeah, busy night in Toronto with the Leafs, also hosting the Penguins just down the street from the Jays game. Austin Matthews scored for the fifth straight game. That is number 65 to match Alex Ovechkin for the most goals in the salary cap era. Matthews on pace for 69. Leafs have five games remaining. Also put them up 2-1, that goal. Pittsburgh fighting for their playoff lives would tie it, so force overtime. But Jake McCabe scored the winner. Leafs take it 3-2. Now only 3 points back of a second place Florida. They play the Devils. The next two games starting tonight in Jersey. To Utica, New York for the Women's Worlds. For the 36th meeting between Canada and the States, and only one goal, and was scored by Kirsten Sims of the States in overtime, beating Anne-Renee Desbiens to propel the U.S. to the 1-0 win and put them atop the Group A standings. Both goalies outstanding in this one, making 56 stops between them. Next up is the quarterfinals. Canada playing either Sweden or Germany coming up on Thursday. Okay, to the national title game in college basketball. That is Toronto's Zach Edey, who won his second straight Player of the Year with his Purdue Boilermakers and lifted his squad all the way to the title game last night in Arizona against the defending champs from UConn. The 7'4" Edey was dominant, scoring 37 points to go along with 10 rebounds. But UConn, just too tough on everybody else. And join the Florida Gators and Duke Blue Devils as the only teams to repeat since the UCLA dynasties in the 60s and 70s. They beat Purdue 75-60 to win back-to-back national men's titles. A valiant effort by Edey, who wrapped up his college career, and the NBA is calling. But he is not the phenom that Iowa's Caitlin Clark is. And there is no way the men's title game will come close to reaching the viewership of the women's game that took place on Sunday afternoon. The numbers are out. They're huge. 18.7 million viewers watched South Carolina beat Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes to reach an undefeated season and set a record for the most watched women's game ever, most watched basketball game in 5 years, and eclipsed many men's sporting events that we'll chat about in Sportsline coming up.
6:11 on the button. There it goes. Okay, it's Tuesday morning here, 9th of April. Getting back to it, a lot of people off yesterday, or taking the day off yesterday. Here's what's going on in traffic so far. 403 and Waterdown Road, again, looks pretty good. So nothing going on in the Hamilton area. Really not a lot happening on our MTO traffic cameras either. Here's the QEW and the 405. Doing fine. We'll flip ahead. Here's the Red Hill Creek camera. So Toronto-bound lanes heading away from us toward the Skyway. We'll go past the Skyway, east of Brant Street. Pretty light volume still all the way around the Horseshoe, east of Royal Windsor Drive. Even the 427 Gardner QEW combination moving nicely. And so is our temperature, moving nicely upward. We've just come up to 5 degrees. So the winds are very light, the relative humidity 75%. We do have a bit more cloud cover now than we had. We have a bit more cloud cover starting to roll in, so a mainly cloudy sky. For school today, looking at a warm day, 22 degrees today. We'll have some sun to start, and then chance of showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. That will be later during the day. We have that warm front just sitting across, just going across us briefly, and then the trailing cold front goes through. That's what could trigger off the showers, thunderstorms late this afternoon into the evening. Beautiful sunny day tomorrow, but then by Thursday we are looking at rain settling in and it will be cooler. But today, 21 to 17 for Niagara, 20, 22 degrees this end of the lake. A little bit cooler for Halton Peel, Toronto. But enjoy the sun this morning because the clouds will roll in with the instability. Tonight, evening showers, overnight lingering into Niagara, but the rest of us going to clear anywhere from 4 to 6 to 7 degrees. And then tomorrow, well, a touch cooler, but still a gorgeous day. Lots of sun, temperatures anywhere from 16 to 19 degrees tomorrow. So way above seasonal. Consider seasonal. This time of year is 10, so, you know, when you think 22 for the day today, it's going to be a warm day. So as you step out the door this morning, it is now mostly cloudy. It is mild, and our temperature right now is sitting at 5 degrees. And we'll check the long-range forecast coming up at 10.
Okay, off and running on your Tuesday morning coming up after the break. So the operator of Canada's largest cargo terminal says they're taking the federal government to court to try and stop them from publishing pollution data. That and other business news in two. Oh, hey, here's the numbers for you. 6:15 is the time. Canadian dollar is down 3 basis points this morning, sitting at 73.71 cents US. Oh, gold, hello. Up $31, $23.82.40. Crude oil up 13 cents, $86.56 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe, markets are up in London, down in Frankfurt and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were up in Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX was down just a little bit. Actually, very small drops and gains across all North American markets yesterday.
What are people doing? Oh, watching?
Oh, yes.
Not trading.
Oh, yeah, that thing yesterday. Well, it's back to normal today. On this Tuesday, back to work and school. And here's some business news for you. The company that operates Canada's largest container terminal is taking Ottawa to court to keep its pollution data secret. GCT Canada Limited Partnership says the Environment Minister wants to publish 5 years of emissions data from the Delaporte facility. This is in BC, but the company says the information is a, quote, trade secret, and publicly releasing it would cause both financial loss and harm to the firm's competitive position. GCT says in court documents that no other container terminal operator was asked to publish the data under the federal greenhouse gas reporting program, and people could think their numbers are higher with no ability to compare them.
Social media monitoring company Hootsuite is buying a consumer-based intelligence company. TalkWalker is based in Luxembourg, and it sells services that helps companies assess how well their PR campaigns are working and then compares their performance to their rivals. Vancouver-based Hootsuite hasn't said how much they are paying for the deal. Hootsuite had three rounds of job cuts in 22 and 2023, but says it doesn't expect any further job cuts as a result of this purchase.
Some Spirit Airlines pilots are going to have a slow fall. The airline is planning to furlough about 260 of them in September. It's because the airline reached a deal with Airbus to delay all aircraft deliveries for the next year or so. And Spirit flies an all Airbus fleet. That comes as Airbus workers in Quebec are positioning to strike. Another issue is that Spirit grounded some planes due to the problems with engines made by Pratt & Whitney. The news comes days after United announced it wants some of its pilots to take voluntary unpaid leave. It's due to similar issues of a new aircraft delay. But in United's case, those are coming from Boeing.
Tesla has settled a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer who died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software. It comes a day before the trial stemming from the crash in 2018 on a San Francisco Bay Area highway was set to start. The family of Walter Huang filed a negligence and wrongful lawsuit against Tesla for repeatedly exaggerating the capabilities of its self-driving car technology. There was evidence that Huang had been playing a video game when his car crashed into the highway barrier. The size of the settlement has not been disclosed.
The head of the largest bank in the United States is sounding the alarm over several economic challenges. So the CEO of JP Morgan Chase issued his annual letter to shareholders yesterday. In it, he expressed concern about the resiliency of the U.S. economy, saying it's being fueled by government spending and funded by rising deficits. The executive also said inflation and high interest rates may stick around much longer than most people think. He also mentioned politics at home, saying highly charged political issues like border security could take a toll.
Royal Bank of Canada has fired its chief financial officer. RBC says the probe found the CFO was in an undisclosed, close personal relationship with another employee. And that employee apparently received preferential treatment, including promotions and pay increases, both of which violate the bank's code of conduct. They were also fired. RBC Senior Vice President Catherine Gibson has been appointed interim CFO.
Okay, that's a look at business news. What are you going to be doing between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock today?
Napping. My nap was interrupted. Well worth it.
Yeah, well worth it.
But yeah, my regular nap time, a little off.
You might want to stick around for Brian's forecast today. It's going to be well worth it. The start anyways, because it is warming on up as you send the kids off to school. We'll be back with that in a couple minutes.
Off we go into this Tuesday morning, 9th of April, looking at our MTO traffic cameras at 623, 406 in the QEW, St. Catharines, nothing there. Top of the Skyway Bridge, already starting to get busy as you head up and over the top, Toronto bound, heading down toward North Shore Boulevard, slow there. East of 4th, not too bad. Lauren Park looks good through Mississauga. 403 at Dundas, up from the Ford plant, nothing to see right there. Temperatures right now, Hamilton sitting at 5 degrees, above seasonal to start the day. 5 for Mississauga, Toronto, 7 for Grimsby. Interesting here, the record for today is 18.8, set back in 1991. We're forecasting 22. Could be a record breaker for the day today. Those are our seasonals and our sun time, 6:46 sun comes up this morning. So a little unsettled today, but that should be later. So for the first bell, 13 degrees by the first bell this morning with sun, and then 22 for after school coming home. Then it's going to start to get cloudy. Then we could get the shower thunderstorm scenario. But yeah, there's that 22 degree high today. 6 overnight tonight. Skies will clear. That'll set us up to a gorgeous day tomorrow. Sunny and 19. And then the rain settles in. Rain sticks around for Thursday. Cooler high of 12. 10 chance of showers Friday. And then it looks good for the weekend. I mean, there's a slim chance of a shower on Sunday. But otherwise, some sun, 12 and 14. That's your forecast. And at 10.
Okay, just before the bottom of the clock, I have this story for you, because a wildlife conservation charity in Laos has stepped in to save 16 bear cubs.
So police in the Asian nation's capital city say they found the bears after raiding a property where it's believed the owner was trying to set up a bile farm for the bears. Bear bile has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years, but now these animals will be looked after by the Australian charity Free the Bears. That includes feeding them a special milk formula for every 3 hours until they're grown. These Asiatic black bears are known as moon bears. They're classified as being vulnerable to extinction because of hunting and habitat loss. They're also supposed to be protected from international trade.
Yeah, look at the little guy.
I have just done a terrifying deep dive into bear bile extraction.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to share?
No, because I'm really glad that these little animals were saved from that.
Good.
It's awful.
So it's best to just be watching these cute little bears keep being fed bottles.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's a good...
Very cute.
That's a good morning TV right there.
Yeah. Huh? Very cute.
All right. Any more bear stories, bear puns? You got
no.
any?
Well, you've got... I look over and it's nothing but bears. But why do you have cartoon bears there?
No, anytime.
Not the bear.
You're getting into the secrets of what I do. Anytime I have a story and I try to link in like bear puns.
Bear puns? No,
yeah,
oh, no.
I'll search puns to try and go with this story.
That's grisly.
Yeah, no. Sorry, you're letting go of some of my secrets here that I have.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. There was not really good bear puns that went with that story with bear.